12 months for Apple Computer. It lost more than $1 billion. Its market share has been cut in half, and its stock price is down dramatically. The company is still losing money despite dramatic cuts in costs. The question is, can Apple return to its glory days of the 1980s? The next year will be critical.
We shall prevail.
Long gone are the innovative commercials, the days when Apple Computer did prevail and Apple was high-tech to the core. Apple Computer began as a seedling 20 years ago. It went public 17 years ago and introduced the Macintosh computer over a decade ago. Those were the glory years before the restructurings, the massive layoffs and R&D cuts, before the initial flop of the Newton personal digital assistant, and before the embarrassing 1994 PowerBook launch and recall. Analysts say product problems weren't the only bad seed sown at Apple.
You can go all the way back to the decision not to license the Mac OS and the Mac architecture to clone manufacturers. Many people would point to that as a fundamental decision that limited where the company could go. Some people would tell you that had Apple licensed that architecture in the early 80s, that the Wintel architecture really wouldn't have taken hold, and most people today would be using Macintosh-based machines.
Analysts say Apple also forgot about marketing and upset the Apple cart with several management shakeups, including the ousters of Steve Jobs, John Sculley, and Michael Spindler. But they're optimistic about new CEO Gil Amelio's efforts to turn the company around.
Hot products delivered on time. I mean, if you are in the technology business, the thing that drives you is great new products. And, of course, Apple built its reputation on insanely great products. And we are just getting back to that. By the time we get to the end of the year, we will have turned over the entire product line. And that's what is going to drive us back up into profitable territory.
So that's where you see the opportunities for growth.
Sure. That's what companies like ours are all about. Great products.
Let's talk about the Macintosh PC, where the company continues to invest as well. Apple's pride and joy in the 80s, but steadily losing market share since then. Some say Apple should concede defeat in the home PC market. You really think the Macintosh can recapture the market share it's lost?
Well, I think that the answer is yes, but I think that it's important to understand that this is not just a market share game. One of the ways that Apple got into trouble, frankly, in the first place, was an excessive focus on market share. I want to get back to building great products, get those products in the hand of users, especially loyalists at first, and then use that through word of mouth and through just a personal experience to start rebuilding this thing again.
You've said that you expect the company to return to sustained profitability by September. Is that as long as you're giving yourself to turn the company around?
When you take on a company that has having problems, as I said in my opening remarks, the first thing you do is try to get those problems on the table, solved, and behind you as quickly as you can. It's my sense that this last 12 to 15 months is the period where we have been intensely dealing with these problems, and it's been very visible, and there's been a sense of crisis about Apple and so forth, but the reality is, that is the one thing you absolutely, positively have to do before you can start to recover. Going through zero and moving into profitability very, very candidly is just a critical milestone, one that we'll celebrate and we'll cheer, but that's not really what our long-term goal is. Our long-term goal is to have return on equity that's comparable to the best companies around, and it'll take us a while to get there. I said a year ago that it would take us 2.5 to 3 years to get there, and we're on that schedule. It would be great to do it sooner, but I don't see it.